This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Oh, it's been so long. Let's get after it.
This one annoys me a lot, but there's also a positive spin to it. So let's start with the positive. So there's currently a commercial out there that stars Leslie David Baker, Angela Kinsey.
Hold on.
Kinsey.
Do I know these people?
Angela Kinsey.
Smith.
They're The Office, no?
They are.
Wait, you call yourself a fan.
Who's Leslie? Oh, is that
Angela?
Is
that, or sorry, Leslie is
Stanley.
Stanley. Angela.
Angela's Angela.
Yeah. And then who is the third one?
Phyllis.
Okay, great.
Phyllis Smith is
Phyllis.
Wait,
is this a Cheerios commercial or something?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So the commercial as a whole annoys me. And I'll get to why it annoys me, why it grinds my gears.
Can I ask you before you go any further?
Sure.
Are you a fan?
Of Cheerios?
Okay.
Or The Office?
Both.
Obviously The Office.
No, like both.
No one is... Really?
Yeah.
I care. I'm going to ask...
They've gotten too crazy with their flavors.
There's
too many. It's overwhelming.
You just don't have to buy the other flavors. Like
I have to. I need to know what it tastes like.
No, don't. I think it's so crazy when somebody goes, oh my God, Kit Kat comes in too many varieties. Great. Just buy the chocolate one. But I need to try all of them.
I do.
Oh my God, the Albanese. Now they have worms and now they have peach rings.
They do have some. No, I have to because I'm going to love them all.
You cannot complain that there's too much variety in something. That's a you problem. That's an impulse control problem.
There are too many different kinds of brown alcohol.
Ooh. No, there's not. There's a lot, and I will eventually try them all.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just like there are a lot of Kit Kats, and it can be overwhelming, but I'm going to try them all.
But I'm just
going to
say this. I'm not upset that there's a lot. You're like, there's too many Cheerios.
I have not said that they...
You said... I'm mad that there's so many. They went overboard. There's no such thing. There's somebody out there
who's
like,
I can't keep up, but I will try them all.
I've just always put blueberries
in my
Cheerios.
I'm so sorry, T-Hack.
Well, who cares? Whatever he was going to say is not as interesting as this. I put blueberries in my Cheerios, and it's like, oh, that's good. And then the blueberry milk. And it's like, then Cheerios heard me telepathetically. And they were like, let's make blueberry Cheerios. I've not yet tried them, but I bet they taste like when I put blueberries in them. I haven't even tried the frosted ones.
The frosted ones are the best.
Not the best.
Yeah.
The best is, I will say this, the worst Cheerio is the original.
Yes, for sure.
It's just trash.
It's cardboard.
You have to do something to it.
Yeah.
You have to put fruit in it, sugar in it, something. But like, the best currently the best Cheerio, not don't listen to her. Look at me. Look at me. Tiac, what's the best Cheerio? Come on.
He doesn't eat cereal. He hates cereal.
I hate cereal.
Oh my God.
You're not going to get me. It's where this is eventually leading. Once you guys are done with your cereal pep talk here.
Okay, but I'm just saying, take Frosted out. What is it?
Is there a strawberry? No. I don't know all the flavors.
Honey grain or something?
Oh.
Is that
it's
one?
The honey nut.
Honey nut.
Honey nut Cheerios with the little bee.
Oh, yeah. You'll
whatever.
Like jazz.
Oh, you like jazz? Yes. Yeah. It's not a bee movie, bee, but it's like that Honey Nut Cheerios. Okay, like, I get if you got a sugar problem, maybe the Frosted Cheerios or something that you want, but honey.
Yeah. Who has one of those? Okay. Sugar problem.
If you want just good cereal with just a hint of sweetness, I mean, I put Honey Nut Cheerios just Hall of Fame. That's a Hall of Fame cereal. That was a game changing. You took
Hall
a ratchet cereal and made it halfway to Frosted Flakes. Like you just went, you just hit the halfway.
So Frosted Flakes are better. Is that the pinnacle? It's
like it's being a grown up and still feeling like you're eating a kid food. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You
Frosted
know
you're not Flakes supposed are to have a Frosted. Kid food.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
but so it's like I'm not as a grown up. I'm not supposed to have Frosted Flakes, but Corn Flakes are ratchet.
Oh, okay.
So you
okay.
want something
yeah.
in between?
Yeah.
And that's
okay.
where Honey Nut Cheerios
I
comes
see.
In.
I see. I get you.
Well, we've run out of time. This is my favorite thing to do. Let's take a look at traffic. Here's Aaron.
The part of the commercial that I like is that Leslie David Baker, Angela Kinsey,
just call
and Phyllis
him Stanley.
Smith. So
please.
Stanley, Angela, and Phyllis—they're all in this commercial together, right? But they never once call each other Stanley, Angela, Phyllis. They never once say The Office. They never once say, you know,
they don't have to. They're icons.
I know they don't have to. And so Cheerios gets to glom on the back of The Office franchise without, they don't have to pay any royalties. They don't have to pay.
I need to understand something. What you're saying right now, are you happy or mad?
I think it's cool. They kind of backdoored it and went around like we don't have to say who we are. We don't have to pay for the. It's like if Friends got together and did a commercial, you don't have to say,
yeah,
by
so you
the
have
way,
Courtney Cox and,
yeah.
and
oh,
Dave
yeah, yeah.
Schwimmer
so you're getting the
sitting
advantage.
There eating
yeah.
Frosted
well,
Flakes.
Well, they did that for one of the other commercials, the one where they forgot
oh,
or whatever.
Oh, that one. Yes. You have to remember something.
Yeah.
You have to forget something.
Uber Eats, I think.
Is that what it was?
One of the
Yeah,
food
then
deliveries.
David Schwimmer comes up and hugs
Jennifer
Aniston, yeah. I think.
So that part I think is cool because it's okay. Everyone knows what's going on, but they don't have to say it. And I'm sure
it's clearly an office for you.
NBC's
that we
all mad,
want.
Like, oh, you're Aww. Using our people, but it's yeah, cool. Okay. And I like that they're getting more work too. That's like I don't know that what they've been
Probably
in
not
since
a
the office.
Ton of money in the,
but you know,
but they don't need it.
Cheerio. I don't know. Do they get
royalties?
I don't think they're like. Who was the guy? Somebody somewhere like Seinfeld makes Seinfeld's greatest grant. Does he even have kids? I don't think Seinfeld has kids. Like his syndication rights, he like generations from now, no one in his lineage will ever, ever, ever have to work because he is just.
He has three kids.
He does?
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't know that either. I thought, yeah.
He was dating and or married to, like he was in his 30s or upper 30s and he was dating, I think her name was Shoshana or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was like 18.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's something to aspire to as a guy who's out there on the dating scene. Don't say no.
So, anyway. But that part of the commercial I like. We're kind of sticking it to the man a little bit. I like it. And then at the very end, they show the Cheerios and they have the box there and they have that bowl there.
Yeah.
And it's way too full. It's like overflow. It's like a pile of Cheerios in the bowl. And it's like, who is that appetizing to? It's disgusting, period. It's just a regular bowl of Cheerios. It's already bad enough. And now you're overflowing it. You've got it full.
So
it's
we
like,
just wasted.
Yeah.
They grind my time. Gears.
We've
You don't like cereal, so you don't understand. You need that
Dude,
entire yeah. bowl.
Keeping over. Like, yeah. yeah. You gotta balance it while you're walking with it. It's too
like
it's
I said
way
it,
too
I
high.
Pour it where I'm gonna eat it. Ugh. And when my spoon goes in the first time, I expect an avalanche of flavor hitting my countertop. It's like
no
and then I slowly flop them back in there and they swim around.
I don't add milk, so they're just steady. But it's a full bowl. All
right. You don't add milk?
No, that's disgusting. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
There is literally no one on the show I can relate to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were just talking about, I don't know, T.F. just wasted a good chunk of your time if you were just listening.
Yeah, well, I'm...
It's important to note that he just literally did a 7-minute rant that culminated in there's a Cheerios commercial in which there's too much cereal in the bowl.
Yeah, the one with all the office people in it. At the very end, next time you watch it, look at it. Pay attention, everyone.
But you understand that...
They're lying to you. You know, no one fills a bowl that high. It's ridiculous. It looks gross.
I just want to point something out. When you watch a Culver's commercial, when you watch a Burger King commercial, when you watch a Bad Daddy commercial, I don't know why I'm doing all, when you watch a Domino's commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Not once in your flipping life have you ordered Culver's, Domino's, Burger King, and had it look like what it looks like in the commercial. Not once. You could stand next to the pizza oven at Domino's when they take it out, and it doesn't look like it looks
no,
in the commercial.
Because the commercials, it's not real food.
No, it's like it's glue instead of mayonnaise.
Yes. Yeah. It's, or instead of like milk, it's glue to make sure that the cereal stays on top.
Yes.
Yeah. It's fascinating. I watched so many TikToks on it.
So what I'm saying is, you can't be, it's like, that bowl doesn't look like that. It's like, right, because it's a commercial. They're like overdoing it.
I know, and it grinds my gears. That's all I'm saying. They shouldn't overdo it. It looks gross. Like, make it look better. Make it look appetizing. Don't just don't pour the whole box into one bowl.
The amount of things that are wrong with you.
I thought
when
I was clear
like,
on this.
Okay. So,
it's just also very surprising coming from him, our little lovable hoarder. You would think that he would be like a little gluttonous with that.
I am gluttonous, but cereal's gross. So, you show that nice cheesy Domino's pizza, I'm all in. Now that looks good.
And when
that
was the last time you picked up a slice of pizza and had the cheese go do the thing they do in commercials? Because they use a totally different kind of cheese. Yeah. They use like Havarti or one of the like melting pot cheeses that are
literally
glue or rubber.
Yeah.
Or
I just saw a video where they do the glue like around the slice, so when they pull it, gives that nice stretch. Cheese.
That never really happens in real life.
No, it doesn't.
So, so suspend your disbelief. The only thing good that came out of your 7-minute stupid rant, or really actually bad, is that I found out for the first time, and maybe you've said it before.
I have said it before.
But it is definitely sunk in this time, and I'm black booking it. That Aaron won't eat cereal with milk.
No.
But you do eat cereal.
Oh, yeah. I still pour it into a
bowl. The milk at the end is the whole goal.
I pour it into a bowl and I still use a spoon, but it's dry.
Why do you use a spoon? Just use your hand then.
No, because...
Then it's a hand snack.
No, because I don't want my hands to get sticky.
They're not going to get sticky because it's not wet.
No, if it's from going to my...
Are you shoving your whole hand? When you eat, are you a hand shover?
Yeah.
Oh my God, my ex-wife was that?
Not all the time, but for like cereal,
watching
yeah.
her eat Cheetos, I'd be like, don't you dare. No, she was like, whole hand in the mouth.
Oh, no, no, no. Especially with like Cheetos or something, like where there's the residue, I want as little as possible with that.
So what kind of cereal do you eat dry?
Oh,
all of them. Lucky Charms, okay. Cheerios, Frosted.
Okay.
But if you're pouring Lucky Charms in, like, I don't eat cereal because I think it's all gross, but how do you suspend your disbelief? Like, you're not even adding the milk to make it like, well, it's a breakfast. Like, you're just pouring candy into a bowl and then
eating. I am fully aware that it's just a sweet treat.
Okay. Well, I think we should do some sort of thing where
this is the thing that I don't want to do, and we've just run out of time.
Okay. Well.
Well, just say what you want to do,
I think she should eat a bowl of cereal with milk because you don't like milk, period.
No, I can't drink a glass, even if it's like chocolate or strawberry. No, I hate milk.
Even chocolate milk?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm fine with
what
it in product.
Between you and milk?
My brother and I just like, we would go through a gallon a day growing up. Mm-hmm.
Overdid it. My son's the same way.
Yeah.
He made himself lactose intolerant for a little while.
We had to buy Lactaid for a little while.
Because he would get a stomachache every day. But he would drink like a half gallon by himself every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it was like, he's like, oh, you're like, what? And they were like, yeah, no, he's drank way too much. Mm-hmm. His body was just like.
I didn't know you could develop that. I thought it would help you. I thought the more you drank it, it would help you.
He just overdid it and his body was eventually like, you know, Chuck Norrising his esophagus. Just like, shut it down. Okay, so Aaron's got to do that.
Yeah. And then I think I would have to eat. Either just a bowl of cereal, or if we're doing something different, maybe just like some sushi or something.
Okay, because you're grossed out by that.
I'm gross. Yeah, I can't even do a California roll. My eyes water. My throat tightens.
No, but this is not fair because I know what you're going to do to me. You're gonna make me do something white and
we
crazy.
All have to mm-hmm. conquer a fear.
Yeah, a fear. Exactly.
Yours are stupid mm-hmm. because no.
No.
Mine is close to yours. That's not even similar.
So what do I got to do? Ranch?
Yeah.
Sour cream? Yep, cream cheese?
We've got it in the other room.
We'll start with you.
No, I'm going to tell you right now, no.
We keep it honest at all times.
Okay, then you have to eat a cat turd.
I do keep ranch in our fridge because I love it so much. I could drink ranch.
It's milk, you heathen.
It's different.
No, it's not.
I think we all need to conquer our fear.
It's totally different. It's not a fear. I'm not afraid of it. It's vile. It's like, I'm saying, the only way I agree to this, I'll do ranch if you do a cat turd and she does a dog turd. Because that's what it is. It's vile.
It's not,
because you're eating good food. If you get sushi, that's good food that you just don't know.
Ranch is great food to me.
Ranch, mm-hmm. Talk to any nutritionist. They're not going to go like, well,
we are not talking about nutrition for this. We're talking about things that we are repulsed by and we are going to eat them. And we are going to have a good time.
I'm turning the corner. I'm not doing it. Like, so I would say this.
Okay.
We would have to get, we could put up a Facebook or Instagram, You tell me what social media platform you put it on.
Okay.
And we would have to get 1,000 likes.
Okay. On
1,000 likes.
Total?
10,000 likes. 10,000 likes.
Hold on.
How many people do we have on Insta right now?
13,000.
5,000 then. We got to get half. We got to get 5,000 likes.
And that's only on Instagram, not combining Facebook. Just the one platform.
Okay. Yes.
And then you would do ranch?
How much of it do I have to do? What do you mean by do ranch?
What
do I have to put in the ranch?
That's the thing. Yours is the easiest. You get to dip something in. You get to take like a chicken wing and dip
How
it in.
How is that the easiest?
Because then you have
mostly chicken wing.
The visceral reaction that's going to happen to me.
If I had to put ranch on the sushi, I'd be like, well, yeah, I can do that. That'd be easy.
Ranch in the milk?
Yeah. That's like an anniversary dinner.
So what? Okay. Oh my God. Angie, I have the greatest divorce lawyer. I'm going to hook you up. We're going to put it tonight. It's got to go up tonight.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was like, we're not prepared.
But just put up something.
Yeah.
So hit up our Instagram and you and 4,999 of your friends, if you all say it, I don't know what it is. It's going to be ranch. Like cream cheese is too
thick.
Yeah,
we could do cream cheese.
Sour cream is so vile. Like
sour cream at Chipotle,
how it like, oh.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my God, but ranch has got such a wang to it. All right. But then I get to choose what you guys eat.
But it has to be food.
Oh yeah. It'll be food.
Okay.
Pass through the intestines
no.
of a different mammal.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.